Your DFDA, a decentralized FDA, costs $40 million per year to run. It saves $58.6 billion per year in clinical trial waste. That's 637-to-1 returns on R&D savings alone. Total societal benefit, 84.8 million to 1. I know, those numbers look like someone fell asleep on the keyboard. They didn't. Here's the breakdown. The math, from $41,000 to $500. Traditional phase 3 trials cost $41,000 per patient. That's a Tesla, per person, to find out if a pill works. The pill costs 37 cents to make. The paperwork weighs more than the patient. Then, the Oxford Recovery Trial proved you can do the same thing for $500 during a pandemic while panicking. They tested COVID treatments on 40,000-plus patients by using existing hospital staff, a revolutionary concept, doctors treating patients, using electronic data instead of sacrificing forests to the paperwork gods, focusing on what actually matters. Does the patient live or die? Not, did they complete Form 27B in triplicate? Your DFDA, a decentralized FDA, takes this model global. 80 to 160 times cost reduction. Same data quality, better real-world applicability. It turns out you don't need 17 committees to answer the question, did the medicine work? Where the $58.6 billion comes from? Global clinical trial spending, $60 billion per year, and growing because, apparently, inefficiency scales beautifully. Baseline estimate is 97.7% efficiency gains across the market, based on recovery trials' actual per-patient cost ratio. 97.7% of $60 billion equals $58.6 billion saved annually. What $58.6 billion buys you? Each new drug approval is worth an average of $1.62 billion in market value. The FDA approves roughly 50 drugs per year. That is the speed at which a species with nuclear weapons and artificial intelligence has chosen to cure itself. Staggering. With 12.3 times more trial capacity, you could test far more treatments at once. With the money saved every year, you could fund 10,000 new pragmatic clinical trials at $5 million each, which is still luxurious by recovery standards. You could test treatments for 7,000 rare diseases currently ignored, because orphan diseases aren't profitable enough for your orphan-making economic system. You could cut drug development time from 17 years to 3 to 5 years. Most terminal patients don't have 17 years. This has not occurred to anyone in charge. You could make medicines affordable by eliminating $2.6 billion in development costs, roughly 90% of which is lawyers arguing about commas. Daily opportunity cost. Every day without this system costs $161 million in wasted trial spending alone. Delayed treatments cost 7.94 billion disability-adjusted life years, or DALYs, each year, all because of the regulatory lag period. The lag period is not a safety feature. It is a waiting room where people die. You just gave the waiting room a nicer name. See the daily opportunity cost of inaction for calculations. What it costs to run. Your DFDA, a decentralized FDA, costs $40 million per year to operate. Servers, engineers, compliance, global integration. The boring stuff that saves billions. One-time build cost is similar. For context, this is roughly what your species spends annually on Halloween costumes for dogs. I need you to sit with that for a moment. Less than one fighter jet. Less than one yacht. Less than what FIFA spends on hospitality. Return on investment, or ROI. Scenarios. Conservative scenario. 637-to-1 ROI, counting R&D savings only, net present value, or NPV, over 10 years. Recommended scenario, 84.8 million to 1 ROI, counting R&D savings plus post-safety efficacy lag elimination. Worst case scenario, 66 to 1 ROI, counting higher costs and lower adoption. Even the worst case, everything goes wrong, adoption is terrible, the engineers quit, and the servers catch fire, returns 66 to 1. That beats every military investment in human history. Your worst medical outcome is still better than your best military one. Let that sink in while you're approving next year's defense budget.